In the early 1980s, I visited poet Miller Williams at his home in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He had a pig picking in his backyard, and he had entertainment, a slight young woman and her guitar.
You're the one, you're my shining star. You're the one I've been waiting for.
The poet was beaming. He said, "That's my daughter. I should have put down the barbecue and the brew and interviewed her right on the spot. Instead, I had to wait for Lucinda Williams. Since breaking out of backyard obscurity, she's collected 3 Grammys for her uncompromising and eloquent music.
I wish I had a ship to sail the waters. I wish I had about $100. But I just stand with this glass in my hand, feeling like nothing even matters."
Though she was named America's Best Songwriter by Time magazine, the 50-year-old Williams still asks her father to critique her work.
He taught creative writing, so it was kind of like a built-in creative writing course. But anyway, on this last record, I sent him the songs, and he said, "It's the closest thing to poetry I've ever seen you do." And I said, "Well, do you have any comments to make about anything? Any suggestions?" And he said, "No, can't think of a thing." And I said, "Wow, does that mean I've graduated?"
Chase your sin through the gloom till I found these purple flowers. I will spin, I will soon smell on you.
Lucinda Williams' latest album, World Without Tears, is full of love songs, but they're the kind you might play over and over after an ugly breakup.
Sweet baby.
You know, I guess you could write a good song if your heart hadn't been broken, but I don't know if I know anyone whose heart hasn't been broken. I mean, it's just part of living.
Say there's always gonna be this thing between us. Days are filled with dreams. Scorpions crawl across my screen, make their home beneath my skin.
Those 3 days, somebody thought this was gonna go on longer than 3 days.
But it didn't, and she was pretty hurt and angry, and she had a chip on her shoulder about it. She needed to write a song about it to get out of her system. Scorpions crawl across my screen. You know, you have to sort of read between the lines, but that has to do with scorpions, as in Aquarius, Scorpio.
So whoever has their birthday will know.
Whoever that is,
yeah. As if he didn't already.
Oh, he knows. I got my point across. That's what happens when you get involved as a songwriter.
You get the last word.
You built a nest inside my soul. You rest your head on leaves of gold. You managed to crawl inside my brain. You found a hole, and then you came. You sleep like a baby, breathing comfortably between truth and pain. But the truth is nothing's been the same. Since those 3 days, did you only want me for those 3 days? Did you only need me for those 3 days?
I was going through some heady, rough stuff, you know, when some of these songs were coming out, and just dealing with some things emotionally, and it's been a kind of rough couple of years there.
You run yourself a ragged trying to be strong. You feel bad when you're doing nothing wrong. Love got all confused with anger and pride. So much abuse on such a little child. Someone you trusted told you to shut up. Now there's a pain in your gut that you can't get rid of. No one heard your screams when you were 9. When bad dreams filled your summer at times. So you don't always show your sweet side. You don't always show
sweet side. This is a new direction.
I didn't really know quite what to do with the song. I just had this idea to maybe just kind of make it be more like a talking blues thing, like some of the stuff Dylan used to do. And it was just kind of another way of doing a song.
This is a person with a history of abuse who seems to be passing it on.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Side is about child abuse, basically. Somebody I was involved with before and told me something about his background. And so I was trying to show a parallel, basically, between the childhood and the adult part of his life, the connection there.
I seen you in the kitchen cooking me supper. I listened to your pitching and I watched you suffer. I still love you, baby, cause I know you don't mean to do the cruel things you do. I seen you sewing buttons on your shirt. I seen you throwing up when your stomach hurt. I stick by you, baby, through thick and thin, no matter what kind of shape you're in, cause I seen your sweet side.
I don't know if I do a good job explaining my songs. It's hard to analyze your own material.
Which is coming more readily, it seems. 3 albums in 5 years. This for you is a breakneck pace.
Yeah. Don't get too excited, though. I might have just gotten lucky.
Are you getting better musically?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I feel that I'm still growing as an artist. I mean, it's really about living in your head, you know, just looking out at the world, then going back into your head and tossing around a lot of ideas and, you know, coming out with something interesting to say.
If we live in a world without tears, how would bruises find face to lie upon? How would scars find skin themselves into? How are broken by the bones?
Lucinda Williams, her latest album is World Without Tears. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.